Now, children, listen carefully. James, who wrote this passage, is talking about lots of different animals, about ships, and about your tongues. So you listen and see if you can hear it. If anybody wants to look up the passage in the Bible, it's page 1215 from James chapter 3, verses 3 to 12. When we put bits into the mouth of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they're steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue is also a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals and birds, reptiles and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It's a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's image or in his likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water.
La 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 la. Red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry. She sells seashells on the seashore. La 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 la. I don't know if you've guessed it by now, but I'm a tongue. I'm a tongue. My name's Tommy. Tommy the Tongue, nice to meet you. Tommy the Tongue, that's my name. Now, we tongues are incredible. Did you know that tongues are the strongest muscle in the human body? You can lift all sorts of weights with them. Now, without me, without the tongue, you couldn't taste anything. Sweet and sour, salty and bitter, and umami. That's a new taste I've come up with recently. Without tongues, you only sound like... You can't make all sorts of lovely sounds. But the most amazing things about the tongue, the most incredible things about me, can be found in the Bible. And I'm going to share four things from the Bible about me, the tongue, today. And here's the first one. I may be small... I may be tiny, but I am powerful. Now, on your green sheets, there's a bit from the Bible, one of my favourite bits, because it's all about me, the tongue. Now, take a great big horse, a massive horse. You couldn't make that noise without the tongue. Now, think of a big, giant horse. What moves a horse from the left to the right to the right to the left? It's a tiny bit of metal in its mouth. That tiny... bit, that's what it's called, that tiny bit of metal in its mouth, moves the horse from left to right. It's tiny, but it's powerful. Think of a giant ship. I like pirate ships. Arr! Pirate big, massive ships, those big wooden ones. Maybe you're thinking of a big cruise liner if you're a bit older, thinking about your holidays, a lovely cruise ship. Now, what moves those massive big boats? Well, it's a rudder. It's a rudder, a tiny little bit of wood at the back of the boat, moves it, well, not from left or right, is it? From port to starboard, starboard to port. That's what moves the ship, isn't it? A tiny little rudder. Now, look at me. Look at me. Woo! I may be small. I am absolutely tiny, but I am powerful. That's what the Bible says. So don't believe me when I say it. Believe God when he says, I am powerful, even though I'm small. Now, you're going to find a bit more about that later. That's the first thing. I'm tiny, yet I'm powerful. Second, I'm wild. I am wild, out of control. Now, I once went to a circus and there were these 12 big, scary, massive tigers. Bengali tigers they were. And out they came. Ah, there they all were, these Bengali tigers. And this small man came out with a whip and a whistle and he went, and the tigers stood up. He went, and they started turning around. He then went, up, and there they were. They climbed on each other's backs. These 12 wild tigers, they were doing what this man said. I once saw this really sad program on the telly about this big, bald-headed eagle. Massive it was. Ah! Ah! That's what noise they make. You couldn't do that without me, the tongue. Anyway, this massive eagle, this man had trained to fetch his newspaper. It was really sad. This eagle, I saw it on telly, he just said, fetch, and it flew out. It picked up his paper and brought it back to him. How sad. But not me. Not me. You can't tame me. You can't hold me back. Tell me what to do. I won't do it. Verse 8 in your passages. Verse 8. No man can tame the tongue. You can't do that to me. You can do it with wild tigers, big birds. Not me. That's why you always say those things that you wish you hadn't. Oh, it just popped out, you think to yourself. That bit of banter, that bit of gossip, despite saying to yourself over and over again, I won't say those things again, I won't do that thing. Why do you do it? Because I'm wild, I'm uncontrollable, you can't stop me. They're the first two things. I'm small but deadly, I'm wild, and I'm deadly. I'm deadly. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt you. Rubbish, isn't it? It's a load of rubbish. What a load of rubbish. But did you know, words don't just hurt other people, they hurt you too. The words you say don't just hurt other people, they hurt you. Have a look at verses 5 to 8. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. Now think about a tiny spark. Now if you get two stones, little ones, and bash them together, that tiny bit of blue light is a spark. Or on bonfire night, remember the 5th of November, on that night you light sparklers. Now that tiny bit of blue and goldy spark is a spark. Now that spark is powerful, but it's deadly too. Have a look at the verses. Consider that big forest. That tiny spark destroys those forests, doesn't it? Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of big trees can be destroyed in seconds by a tiny little spark. Ruined. Well, you think a spark's deadly? I'm deadly. I'm much more deadly. I ruin your life. Hey, I ruin people's lives. With me, you curse God. With me, you curse other people. With me, you say rude things, nasty things, cutting things, gossipy things, just for prayer mind. But you say them. I show people what you're like. I show God what you're like on the inside. Verse 11. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? Can you find salty water and fresh water in the same river? No. It's all going to be salty, isn't it? It's all going to be bad. Well, can you find good words and bad words coming out of a good heart? No. I show what your heart's like. Good heart, good words. Bad heart, bad words. Get the point? The tongue shows you what you're like, good or bad. And I show you if you deserve to be in trouble with God. That's the language of verse 6. Oh, hang on a minute. I've been acting all big and brave, but I've just thought something. I call myself a Christian. That's me, but I don't act like it, do I? I am small but deadly. I am powerful. I am wild. But maybe I shouldn't be. Oh, the way I act means I've probably got a dirty heart, doesn't it? I'm all big and banter and everything, but maybe I shouldn't be. Oh, what's going on there? I can't control my heart. I can't control what I say. I can't be clean. I can't make myself clean. That's what verse 8 says, doesn't it? I'm wild. No one can tame the tongue. Why? Well, I guess it means I've got a dirty heart. I guess it means I'm not clean with God. I can't help myself, but I know a man who can. I know a man who can help your tongue. because he can help your heart. His name's Jesus. I don't know if you know him. He never said any bad things with his tongue ever. God became a man, and his name was Jesus. And he came into the world, not just to fix me your tongue. He came into the world to fix your heart. He came into the world to make you friends with God, not in trouble with God, and at the same time, fix your heart. And if your heart's fixed, what does that mean about me? If you've got a good heart, well, that changes me, doesn't it? Good words can come out of me if you've got a clean heart. Now, you can't do it yourself. Who's the key? Jesus is the key. But the point of James 3 is, it's not that great being powerful. I love being powerful and loud and wild and deadly. But James would say that's not a very good thing. That isn't a very good thing for someone who calls himself a Christian. I'm someone that's got a clean heart, yet I speak like I haven't got a clean heart. I say things I shouldn't. Have a look at verse 9. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, and you can put and sisters in there, my brothers and sisters, this should not be. This should not be. If you're a Christian like me, if you're someone that's got a clean heart because Jesus died to save you, that's what he did on the cross. He made you friends with God, and he gave you a clean heart, his heart. Well, we shouldn't carry on like this. That's what James is saying. Not even so we can pray about someone. Not even in the privacy of your own home. Not even behind their backs. If we're Christians, we've got a clean heart. Good stuff should be coming out, shouldn't it? Good stuff should be coming out, not bad stuff. Tongues are powerful, aren't they? I can say things that are good, things that are bad. I can really make you smile. I can really make you mad. Well, if I've got a clean heart, I should be using my tongue for good things, shouldn't I? I'm powerful. So use that power to say nice things, to say things that encourage people, things that make people smile, things that make them love God more. Not get cross at you, not get cross at God. Now, what if you're not a Christian person here today? Well, I guess it's not much different from everyone else here today. Every person here is born with a dirty heart. Every person here is born with a tongue that's wild and deadly and dangerous and powerful. We all need Jesus to change our hearts. We all need Jesus to change our tongues. Well, if you're a Christian here today, you need to say, thank you very much, Jesus, and I'm very sorry for the way I use my tongue. If you're not a Christian here, it's the same. You need to say, thank you very much, Jesus, for dying to save me. Thank you very much for giving me a new heart. Thank you very much for cleaning my heart so I can speak nice things. It's just the same, isn't it? We all are people who have got dirty hearts, and our tongues show it. But if you've got a clean heart, well, it should show it less. And if you aren't someone who's got a clean heart, you should want a clean heart, and your tongue should show it less too. Now, I'm going to pray. I'm going to talk to God with my heart now, with my tongue now, out of my heart, like all your speaking does. So why don't we shut our eyes now? Dear God, we are sorry for what we do with our tongues. Please forgive us. Thank you very much for Jesus. Thank you that he died to make us friends with you, God. Thank you that he died to give us a new heart. And thank you that now we've got new hearts, we can use our tongues to do lovely things, say lovely things about you, say lovely things to each other. Please, if we're Christians here, help us to work hard with our mouths, with our tongues, to help each other. Amen.